Welcome to the Vibes Podcast, your one-stop shop for all the latest tech news.
Hello, 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 and it's been an absolutely long time since I've done the last podcast. And you know what? This is all my fault. I've just been really busy sorting out a few things here and there, but I knew that I had to do a podcast today, so I've just got myself together, got all the topics ready for you out there, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I promise that I will make more of an effort doing this more regularly moving forwards. So what is going on out there in the world of tech? Well, since I last done my podcast, a lot has been going on. So I'm going to go through a few things, what's been happening. And I'm going to kickstart off this with Apple and the news about organizations joining the fight against the Apple App Store fees. And not so long ago, literally about a couple of hours ago, major news organizations are now joining the fight purely because they've now understood and realized that publishers such as Amazon, for example, who publish Amazon Prime, had to pay less of a fee compared to other competitors. Now, there's been other issues out there where the makers of Fortnite, Epic Games, have been embroiled in a battle about these fees, and Fortnite games have come off the App Store, for example. And it all really began when Epic Games themselves had a different method of buying in-game purchases. And it wasn't done through the Apple system, but it was done directly with them. It's a very, very interesting scenario and situation, and it's going to be interesting to see if Apple will budge and change their Apple App Store fees. I think another situation that has come to light as well, and this conversation again coming back into the gaming front, Microsoft xCloud, which allows you to stream games to your phone or mobile devices, Apple's policies have prevented that to come on iOS. So a lot of light is being shined on Apple right now. There's a lot of negativity behind that. Is 30% of the take a bit too much? I personally think it is. I think maybe Apple might be in a position to put that down a bit, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it's definitely gaining traction, and a lot of spotlight is on Apple at the moment. So that's what's happening in the world of Apple in terms of their App Store fees. Another very interesting fact is that in LA, there's going to be a drive-through Stranger Things experience coming in October. And that's going to be very, very interesting, where you're driving through possibly a similar setup or through the set of Stranger Things or something like that. I think that's really cool. If you're a big fan of the show, and I know season 3, it's just around the corner. I think it's 3, might be 4. I think it is 3. But I've been a big fan of Stranger Things. So if you are a fan and you're looking for a drive-through experience of the set, they're setting one up in LA, which I find quite interesting, especially that we have this pandemic that's still going on. But, you know, if you're in your own car, in your own bubble, I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue there. But we'll see how that goes. Facebook. So there's a lot of things going on Facebook, and again, very much like Apple, there's a lot of fight back. So the first thing is Facebook is getting rid of its classic look that goes away in September. And another thing about Facebook is if you have an Oculus VR headset, they are forcing everybody within 2 years to create a Facebook account. So if you're using an Oculus headset with an Oculus account, you are now being forced within the 2-year period. So you've got 2 years to use your actual username and password, but with after that 2 year period, you must have a Facebook account to use the headset. Now, a lot of people are very upset about this all because a lot of people don't use Facebook or don't necessarily want to tie it. I don't use Facebook myself. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens there. What else is being going out? Flight Simulator. Microsoft's latest Flight Simulator has been released. I've had an opportunity to play around with it, and oh my god, it is the most surreal and amazing experience. So if you've ever had a dream to become a pilot, or if you've ever wanted to experience how it's like to be one, I think nothing comes close to this. My Microsoft Flight Simulator is just fascinating. It's a big game to download, and it streams petabytes of data over the internet for the mapping data, and everything's quite accurate. I can't really say how surreal it feels. Like the other day, I decided to fly from Heathrow Airport to Paris, for example, and I was in a smaller plane, and I wanted to fly over my house so I could actually see my house. So things like that are absolutely fantastic. So a game that has really taken information to a new level. It's all very much cloud-based in terms of where it gets the information. It has live weather information. So if it's raining where I am, it'll rain in the actual game. And if it becomes sunny, it'll do the same thing there and then. So very, very, very interesting to actually see that. If you haven't had a chance to look at the YouTube videos, please do. It is definitely really interesting to see that. Another thing that is going on out there is TikTok, and a lot of things going on with TikTok, with the whole thing in the US saying that, look, we want this, you know, app to be not controlled by China, for example. But TikTok right now has removed hundreds and thousands of videos that has hate speech, and roughly about 1,400 users have been banned entirely for having hate speech on the platform, which is a good thing to hear. You know, we don't have space for hate speech of any form in this world today, and you know, every step to move forwards to get rid of it is great. And I believe Reddit has done exactly the same thing. They've deleted nearly 7,000 accounts since the end of June. So definitely really interesting. Now, for the gamers out there who are a fan of the Razer keyboard and mouse, so it's keyboard and mouse, which is entirely made for gaming purposes. They've made a dull-looking version of their keyboard, which you can still game on, but for homework purposes. So very interesting to see that Razer, who develop accessories for gaming, and now making a keyboard and mouse intended for office work, because, you know, we are going to be working from home for the foreseeable future, if not our whole experience of working is going to change, most definitely. So if you're a fan of the Razer, of the Razer brand, and you want a keyboard and mouse which is more suited for the work environment, then they're making that, so have a look into that. If you're a fan of the Hitman games, Hitman 1, Hitman 2, I'm a fan of those games. You're basically a stealth kind of game where you have to target somebody and complete missions. Hitman 3 will be an Epic Game Store exclusive on the PC. So if you're a fan of using Steam, for example, or EA Play, they've renamed Origins to EA Play recently. If you want to play the Hitman series of games, you will need to download via through the Epic Game Store. The Google Pixel Buds. So if you've got the Google Pixel Buds at home, or if you're looking to pick one up, the Google Pixel Buds are getting smarter with a new set of updates. Updates to translation, updates with sharing information to your buds, etc. So very interesting, interesting to see there. In the wildfires that are taking place in the US, Google Maps is tracking the spread of the wildfires hour by hour. There's no word about when this feature will be in other countries, but right now, if you are in an area which is affected by wildfires, Google Maps can give you an hour by hour update. So please feel free to have a look into that if that's something for you that you need to keep an eye out on. Zoom. Big news for Zoom. Zoom is updating its working from home kind of model to allow you to take Zoom calls on your home devices, such as your Amazon Echo devices, which have a screen, any Google devices that has a screen, the other things that have them is the Facebook portal device that did WhatsApp video calling. Zoom is definitely reaching out in everybody's homes. So really cool to see that you can have Zoom calls if you wanted to on different mediums and you don't actually need to be inside of a laptop to take those calls. So definitely a big move there. Zoom is becoming a bigger thing. I've used Skype on my Echo devices, and that works just as well. And I would imagine Zoom to do the same thing. Oral-B's AI toothbrush is finally available, and I actually have it for myself. I really like the new the Oral-B toothbrush, but it does cost a fair amount. In the US, I believe it's $200. Similar pricing in the UK, but I managed to pick one up via a sale on Amazon for half the price. So my old one was dying. I thought I'd pick this up, and you know, it offers real-time tracking, pressure sensor, seven different modes, and I feel as though my teeth are very sparkly clean at the moment, so I can't really complain too much. Android 11, so the next version of Android that will be coming up soon, will allow you to have wireless Android Auto features for most of its phones. So basically the way it works is usually when you have an Android device or even an iPhone device, for example, but we're focusing on Android Auto, which is the car version. You usually have to plug a cable into the phone for it to then display on the dashboard. Because of that, you know, they're looking to make it easier to use, where you can just put your phone anywhere and it will wirelessly display to the to your dashboard, basically. So Android 11 will allow you to use the car features wirelessly. The only caveat is the smartphone should be able to connect over the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi. And I don't know how many phones that will affect. A lot of these phones can do it, but if you have an older phone that runs Android 11 that can't support that frequency, you may have an issue there. Another thing that happened this week, Gmail had an issue. And people were unable to upload files, get their mail, etc. And, you know, that happened a few days ago. I don't think the outage was as big. I think it affected other areas more so. So I think Australia, India, stuff like that. By the time it came to the UK and US, it was still there, but it wasn't as bad. So a big thing for Google to probably have a look into, see why it went down, and hopefully prevent that from happening again. And BlackBerry are coming back and making a comeback. And it's going to be interesting to see how these BlackBerries will be like if it will do well. I've never really had a BlackBerry device for myself, but it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with in that case. Are you a fan of BlackBerry devices? Did you used to own one? Do you look to going picking one up again if it ticks your boxes? Please do let me know your thoughts about BlackBerry as a whole. So another thing, interesting thing that happened is that the world's biggest cruise line company was hit by a ransomware attack. And obviously, you know, we're living in a more sophisticated world. But basically, the Carnival Cruise breach included unauthorized access to personal data of guests. They haven't really said what kind of personal data has been taken, but I would imagine it will be names, addresses, possible payment data as well. So if you've been with a cruise liner, kind of a cruise, and you're unsure what's going on, just make sure you change your passwords, etc., the usual thing, just to make sure that your accounts are secure. Google are rolling out captions for audio and video messages on Duo, and this feature will be available for both Android devices and iOS devices. And it's great to see captioning becoming more of a thing. I think Google are one of the organizations that do a great job when it comes to captioning. The whole idea is if you're in a noisy place and if you're on a video call and then you can't quite hear what's going on, you can turn on the captioning and you can read out what the individual is saying. Generally, I find that Google system of captioning of what somebody's saying is absolutely phenomenal. I haven't come across anything that does a good job compared to that. So great to see that happening. I hope that other systems and other organizations follow that trend, because I do find that if I am in a noisy environment, or you know, if I'm let's say I've got the volume down on the train and I'm on a call and I can't really hear properly, at least I can read it. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts are on that. Nintendo, I did not know about this, but in 2015 the Nintendo Switch was pulled out of the country due to its high import tariffs. However, Nintendo is bringing the Switch back to Brazil now at last. So if you are based in Brazil and you are looking to pick up a Nintendo Switch, you can do. And you know, you can play the Mario Kart games, Mario games, etc. Yeah, so let's see how that goes. So very, very interesting to see that. News about Microsoft: they are helping the government to build an AI disaster response tool. It's teaming up with the Department of Energy to help first responders. Will be interesting to see how far AI goes in that aspect and in that element. So AI definitely becoming a bigger thing, which is going to be interesting. Bluetooth update could turn wearables such as your watches, for example, into COVID-19 trackers. So I think you know, this could enable students and older people to track their exposure. It's really cool that we're using Bluetooth technology to do that, and anything to help with that will be amazing. So you know, if there's anything that can be done to help with this pandemic or to track COVID at this moment in time, that is much greatly appreciated. Netflix, they're rolling out a new shuffle play button. So on the left hand side of the bar, where you go through different categories, if you're familiar with the Netflix interface, there's going to be a shuffle button. And basically what it is if you're not too sure what you're going to watch on Netflix and you're like, I don't know what to watch, just hit that shuffle button and it will play anything under the sun. And you can watch that. And maybe that's a good way to get you to watch something that you wouldn't tend to watch otherwise. So that's going to be pretty cool. I know that I tend to struggle to play stuff on Netflix because I don't know what to watch. I rely on other people's recommendation. But what I tend to find is sometimes what they recommend I've already seen. So to have the shuffle play button, that's pretty cool. Google Meets comes to TVs thanks to your Chromecast. You still need to have your computer to capture footage and audio, but the fact that you can broadcast your Google Meets onto a bigger screen, that is very, very cool indeed. Again, you know, you don't need to worry about plugging a wire in. You can do it wirelessly to a Chromecast device or a TV that supports Chromecast. So that's pretty cool. Talking about Google, their Chromebooks. So if you have a Chromebook, I don't know if you've heard of GeForce Now, but GeForce Now is an online game streaming service where you can stream video games. They finally now released that for the Chromebook. So if you're a PC gamer or a gamer just general and you want to play games on your Chromecast or play games that are a bit more top end that require a bit more powerful of a machine, you can do that for GeForce Now. GeForce Now has been going through a hit and miss moment. They're beginning to get games back onto the platform, but if it's something that you're interested in, have a look into it. I believe it costs something like $6 or £6 a month for that. Very similar to what Google Stadia are doing. I'm still a big fan of Stadia. I still enjoy using Google Stadia. I think what they've done with that is amazing. I'm a big Formula One fan. If you know me, I love racing games. And one of the things that I find is sometimes, you know, when you're playing a racing game, you want to have that control. And, you know, when you have lag where, you know, where you can't just have that input work very well, you know, you want it to be snappy. And whatever Stadia have done, they've done a great job with that. So if you're still umming and ahhing about Stadia, or if you want to give it a spin, please do give it a go. It's a different concept of gaming. You know, you don't need to buy yourself a brand new Xbox or a brand new PlayStation if you can stream it all. So a very interesting model. I'm definitely keeping my eye out on that. Snapchat. Snapchat will allow you to at some point view content outside of its app. So it's publicly viewable content like shows and publisher content, which you can watch, but you don't need the Snapchat application, which I think is cool. When I used to be a Snapchat a long while back, I used to primarily use it for the news feed. I thought the news updates on Snapchat was amazing. I couldn't really care about anything else in that application. I just thought it was a good way to get bite-sized news updates. And the fact that you can do that is cool. And the fact that, you know, you can now view those outside of the application Snapchat, I think that's a good move. And it will definitely make people make their content for Snapchat, but people can view it. What else is going on? Adobe. So if you are a user or somebody that uses Adobe Suite applications, such as Photoshop or Illustrator a lot, Adobe Max 2020 will be virtual and it's going to be free for everybody to view, so you don't need to pay money for it. It starts on the 20th of October. Again, if you are a big user of the Adobe suite of applications, the event is called Adobe Max 2020. I think you may need to register for it anyway, but it's going to be free for everybody to use. So, you know, please do have a lookout for that. Facebook's AI. So again, to Facebook, they have an AI system. It's been touted that Facebook's AI can generate MRI images in minutes instead of an hour. So obviously Facebook are definitely looking into using their AI platform. I've not heard too much about it, but the fact that you can generate an MRI image in minutes instead of an hour, that is a huge, huge, huge win. Sony. Besides Sony beating everybody in terms of like Apple, etc., to release a car, and we don't know if that's even true, if Apple are releasing a car, but Sony have released their electrical car. It looks quite nice. I quite like it. Not too sure about the pricing and stuff, but electrical vehicles is definitely the way forward. But the reason why I'm talking about Sony is more so about the WH-1000 MX4 headphones. They've had a thoughtful update that make these headphones to be the complete package. Sony's over-ear headphones were touted to be one of the best, and it's got even better. Bose are definitely facing competition because the Bose headsets do not do as well as the Sony's. However, talking about that in terms of microphone, I've been testing out different headsets and earpieces, and I've got the Microsoft in-ear and the over-ears, and the microphones on that are amazing. Now, I'm not too sure how good the microphones are on the Sony, but they're saying that the microphones are slightly better, but I guess I have to look at real world tests to see how they do. But they're saying overall it's more or less the same. Does it really need an update if you have an MX3? If you have an MX3, you don't need to upgrade to the MX4 from what I'm seeing. But if you are a fan of the Sony brand, it's definitely out there. Samsung. So they've released their new Galaxy Note 20. There is a little bit of a debate about this. So you may not know, but there may be... well, there are two chips. So you have a Snapdragon chip, and you have Samsung's own chip. And what the argument is that Samsung's own processors are slower and doesn't perform as well as these Snapdragon chips that you have in your phone. And what they're saying about these phones is that you're paying top dollar, so you're paying over $1,000 for this phone. But depending on what region you're in, you might end up with a phone that doesn't perform as well. So, for example, in Europe, we end up with the phone with the Samsung chip. But in the US and in some parts of Asia, you end up with a Snapdragon chip. But you're paying the same money, but the Europeans are the one that gets it worse off because it doesn't perform as well. Battery life isn't as good compared to the Snapdragon counterpart. So a very strange thing happening here. A lot of reviews I've been saying have been complaining about the pen, because you can write on the screen, being moved to the other side. So very interesting. It is Samsung's best. At the same time, the event also talked about the new Samsung Fold 2, Galaxy Fold 2. Improved. The front screen is now fully a front screen that takes up the entirety of the front of the phone. Beforehand, I have the original Fold, and it would only take a bit of the screen. So to have more of a screen real estate is going to be amazing. Apple Beats 1 is being renamed, if you love the radio station. It's now known as Apple Music 1 and has launched two new radio stations, which I probably would assume is being called Apple Music 2 and Apple Music 3. So I'm just having a quick look into that now for you, to see if they've named out. They haven't really said from what I can see. Both stations have gone live as part of the last few days. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I mean, I personally have moved away from Apple and use Spotify because I can access Spotify literally everywhere under the sun. And I like that flexibility. Apple are getting there, but they're not quite there yet. So, for example, I can play Spotify directly from my TV. Apple Music, I can sideload the app, but it's not officially supported. So I hope that Apple do look into expanding their music service elsewhere. But it's great to see they've got two new radio stations. I really did like their radio stations. I thought they were very good. So if you are the fan of the radio stations, it's been renamed and there are two new radio stations coming out. So let me know how you feel about that. What else is going on out there? Google have asked the FCC to run a new type of wireless broadband, 6 gigahertz tests in 17 US states. So Google is still working on the whole broadband wireless thing. Be interesting to see what they come up with. I was talking about the Buds earlier, but the Find My Device app can now locate your Pixel Buds, which it wasn't able to do, which I find quite surprising. I thought it already did that, but clearly it doesn't. So great to see that if you do own a pair of Pixel Buds, and if you ever lose them, you can obviously track those. Going back to Apple, Apple will give third-party Mac repair shops its stamp of approval. So now you can repair your MacBooks in approved stores that may not be Apple stores, and they have Apple's seal of approval, which is good. I think it gives the consumer more choice where they can fix their machines, especially during this pandemic. You may not be able to go to certain places, but if you're able to do that, then it'll be definitely interesting to see how that goes. I think iPhone repairs are going to, I think it verified that from last year, so you can take your iPhone to different shops. Now you can do that with the MacBook Pros. So great news to see that. Verizon have a mix and match wireless plan to add more Disney streaming, and you can now also have Hulu and ESPN Plus as well as part of the Verizon deals. Have a look out for that. Let me know what you feel about that. Amazon. So in Germany, they're going to probe whether Amazon influenced prices during the pandemic. Amazon, they're kind of saying that they were controller of prices of items out there. So we've got to see how that goes, but very, very interesting to see what's going on there. Now, there's a company called ZTE, and there's a phone called ZTE Axon 5G. It's going to be, well, the launch event is actually on the 1st of September, but we are going to see the world's first under-display camera smartphone. It hasn't released many specs. It's saying it would have a decent enough camera, a HD screen, but besides that, not much has been said. But just imagine having a phone where you wouldn't have a notch at all. The camera is behind the screen itself. How that's going to work is going to be interesting. I know many moons ago we discussed on the podcast about this all, just the whole idea of having a camera on a phone which is behind the screen. Now, there's going to be some questions about this. People are going to be asking, will there be an indicator to let you know that the phone camera is in use? Hopefully you would think that. So, you know, let's see how it goes. Facebook are under fire. Nothing new, but this is for something else. So Instagram are now merging chats with Facebook Messenger. I spoke about this before. It kind of stopped, but it looks like they're going ahead with this. I don't know how people are going to perceive this to be a good thing or a bad thing. I expect it to be a bad thing because I think a lot of people preferred keeping their Instagram chats separate from other chat applications. I wouldn't be surprised if WhatsApp will follow suit. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, will WhatsApp and Instagram chat be completely replaced by Facebook Messenger chat? I'm not too sure, but I think that's the direction that they're going in. Please do reach out to me. Let me know what you think about this potential merger of these applications where you only need one. Are you happy that you would only have one app instead of these four or fives to talk? So let's see how it happens. Now, if you own a Tesla, again, I find this really surprising, but Tesla is finally bringing two-factor authentication to its car app, which, again, really baffles me because I thought they already had that, but shows you what I know. I'm always learning something new every day, but Tesla is now finally bringing two-factor authentication to its car app, so look out for that. When you get the option to do that in the app, and if you own a Tesla, please do that. It is very, very important. It's only to safeguard your security and your information. So, yeah. Sad news for me. I've been a big fan of using Internet Explorer, despite the fact that everybody else really hates that. Because it got old, but it looks like after 25 years, Internet Explorer, the old Internet Explorer, so not Microsoft Edge, Internet Explorer will be going away. I'm surprised that it lasted 25 years, I'll be honest with you. I mean, we had different browsers back in the day. Was it called Netscape or something like that? I can't remember. But you know, for a browser to have gone for 25 years, that is that's pretty darn impressive. I gotta be honest with you. I've always been a fan of it. I've had a secret love for it. But I think it is high about time that this all goes away in terms of, you know, what you have out there in terms of browsers. I mean, there's so many options out there. You've got Chrome, but despite having Chrome out there, I do, if you're a Windows user, have a look at the new Edge. The new Edge is based on the Chromium model, so it works exactly like Chrome. So if you're not a fan of having several browsers on your machine, you can just go for the one. So I know that I've been definitely been touting the Chrome, the Edge version of Chrome to be very good, and it is great. You know, I can't really fault it. What's happening coming up? I think September is a big month. You know, we've got the Fold Z, the Fold 2. They call it the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold. I don't know why they didn't just leave it a Samsung Fold, but you know, they changed the name to be a bit more of a mouthful. That's going to be announced in September. We've got new graphics cards coming out from Nvidia. That's going to cost a lot of money. That's coming out in September. So October, September time, we're going to see more. The new Xbox is coming out in November. The PlayStation, they haven't really said what month that's coming out on, but you know, that's coming out soon as well. There's definitely a lot going on out there in terms of tech, and the end of the year is definitely picking up for technology. It is very, very exciting. Obviously in the UK, for example, we're looking to finally have driverless cars to be tested out for the first time. I know the US has had it for a while, and I know other locations have. You know, how do you feel about driverless cars? I'm a fan of it. Not going to lie, I'm very much looking forward to having driverless cars, you know, where you don't need to worry too much. So for example, if you're driving on the motorway, maybe, or a highway, you would call it, it's a straight road, you can let the car kind of control for you. It is a big trust thing, you know, let's see how that goes. Like I said, a lot of other things have been happening out there, I think the big news has been given in this podcast. Like I said, I want to apologize for not keeping up to date with the podcasts. I've been extremely busy, but hopefully from next week onwards, I will give you more updates, more podcasts. But no, thank you. Again, thank you for the love. Thank you for everybody that listens to the podcast. I know that a lot of people have been listening to my older podcasts, so thank you for that. I'm definitely going to pick this back up again. I will do this either weekly or bi-weekly. Again, you know, hit me up on the links in the podcast if you have any feedback that you want to give. But thank you for the love, and I guess I'll chat to you all soon. Hopefully we can get Ben back onto the podcast soon as well. It was great having him on board in the last one, but I really wanted to get one done today, give you all an update on what's happening out there. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and let's see what happens in the next few coming weeks. Bye.